Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to the Restoration Series, final episode, part 3. And we're going to talk about something that most people run from, which is shadow work. And some of you may think when you hear shadow, darkness, negativity, bad thing, unpleasant thing. And that right there, that's exactly why most people never do the work. They've been conditioned to believe anything in the shadow is something to avoid, something to hide, something that makes us bad or wrong. But what we're going to unpack today, what it really is, why we avoid it, and how doing this work is the key to remembering yourself beyond this body on a soul level. No, it's not going to be a lecture. Yes, it's going to be real talk. So I'm going to share it with you. The uncomfortable parts, the parts that people don't want to face, and the part that leads to actual transformation. But before we get into it, got a question that may trigger some, may trigger a few, hell, they may trigger all y'all. And that question is, should we judge? Most people immediately will say no, and then follow up with, don't judge me, or only God can judge me. Then if they really into the scriptures, they might recite Matthew 7:1. Judge not, lest ye be judged. But that's only half the verse. The full verse says, judge not, lest ye be judged. Remove the plank from your own eye first. Then you can see clearly to help your brother. It's not saying don't judge. It says judge yourself first. Then you can judge clearly. And let's be real, we judge every single day, all day. You judge who to trust, what to eat, where you go, what you wear, where you work, where you live, what you drive, and who you call friend. Every decision you make is based on judgment. And if we didn't judge, we'd be in danger constantly. Judgment is a survival mechanism, whether you believe it or not. So when people say only God can judge me, that's just their ego talking. The ego protecting itself from being seen as wrong, bad, or the problem. We all judge, but we don't want to be judged, especially not by ourselves. Why? Because if we judge ourselves honestly, we might say things like, I'm the common denominator in all the problems. I'm the reason things went south. And nobody wants to be the blame for anything, regardless if they put the blame on themselves or others put the blame on them. And people have this prejudged notion of darkness as bad, which means they've prejudged themselves as bad. And if they look at their own darkness, they may not like what they see, so they won't look. And sad to say that most people can't look, because looking means admitting I am the problem, and the ego will do anything to avoid that. Now, I want to get into mirror work. And mirror work is simple. What is it? Glad you asked. Mirror work is reflecting on yourself, your actions, your thoughts, your emotions, without filters, without excuses. It's basically holding up a mirror to yourself, asking, what am I really doing here? What am I really feeling? What role am I playing in this situation? Not what somebody else did, but what you did. Mirror work is the tool used to do the shadow work. Kind of like a measuring tape is a tool used to do carpentry. Same shit. This requires honesty. Brutal honesty. Let me be clear about something. The hard truth about healing. Healing won't be fun at all. But anything worth doing won't be easy, won't be fun. You're gonna have to rip the bandages off wounds you've been hiding. If you swept any issues under the rug, pushed down trauma, pretended it didn't happen, you're gonna have to go back there. Yes, that means potentially reliving moments where you felt at your worst. And I know that sounds terrible to some. I know that even sounds like the last thing you want to do. But here's what people don't get. The version of you that you built walls around to protect yourself, that part of you is suffering more in isolation than it ever would if you let it breathe from behind those walls. Yeah, you may cover up and say those walls are built to protect, but the same walls that you looked at as protection are the same walls that actually trap you. And the key to healing is looking at yourself with honesty, no sugarcoating, no, but I had a reason, no, yeah, but they, if you truly, truly want to get past what's blocking your growth, you have to be willing to see yourself clearly, even when what you see isn't pretty. Now, I'm very blunt, no bedside manner at all, but it's all out of love, because the truth is, you can't heal what you won't face. Can't transform what you won't acknowledge. Now, what happens when you rip those bandages off? You face your fears. You're going to bleed for a second. You're going to feel everything you've been holding back. All of those toxins that sent you spiraling downward, they need to come up and they need to come out. This is the purge. This is the release. It's uncomfortable, but it's necessary. You're going to have emotions you've been suppressing. Anger, grief, shame, rage, all of it needs to move through you. And this is where most people quit. They think feeling this much means something is wrong. They're doing it wrong or making it worse. But you're not doing it wrong or making it worse. You're finally letting it out instead of keeping it locked inside where it festers. Now, that wall I was talking about, here's what I discovered when I did this work. And you'll discover it too. Version of yourself behind the wall, the one you thought was broken, damaged, too much, or maybe not enough. That version actually has more to offer to the world than society ever led you to believe. Because society sets these standards for the good life. And we think we're failing when we don't fit into those boxes. But we're not failing at life. We're failing at fitting into those boxes that was never meant for us to fit in. The version behind that wall, that's your real self. The one society could never touch, even if they tried. The one that knows the truth. When you reach the other side of this process, something starts to shift. You won't be afraid of what you might see in the future. That fear, gone, because you've already seen the worst and you survived it. Your thoughts starts to shift. The internal dialogue changes. Goes from I'm worthless to I am worthy. I have nothing to offer to I have everything to offer. I'm broken and damaged to I'm real and authentic. You know, you stop measuring yourself against society standards and start measuring yourself against your own truth. And that's when the real self emerges. The wounded version of you that you found behind the wall, it's not broken. It's authentic. The one that never bought into the lies. The one that always knew there was something more. The ones that's been waiting for you to come back and get. When you integrate the part of yourself, when you bring it out from behind the wall and let it breathe, that's when your power comes back. That's when you remember. So, shadow work equals soul remembering. And here's where it all comes together. When you face your shadow, your perspective shifts entirely. You're not just healing trauma. You're unlocking dormant parts of your DNA. You develop a curiosity that can't be satisfied by surface level answers. You realize there's something deeper than surface level stuff that we were taught. You go down the rabbit hole, and somewhere down there, you find truth about what you are and who you are. Facing your fears, facing your shadow, doesn't automatically mean you remember a soul. It's not like some magical switch or button. It's a doorway. You only walk through this door if you have a deeper urge to find out anything about yourself that's opposite of the lie you were fed. The shadow work removes those blockages. Curiosity pulls you towards truth, and that combination leads to remembering. When I say remember who you are, I mean it literally, but on a soul level. Remembering that you are not the body. You know that you're the essence that controls the body. You're not the car. You're not the house. You're not the vessel. You're the driver, the one living in it. You're the conscious piloting it. And when you remember that, everything changes. Your priorities shift. Your fears dissolve. Your purpose becomes more clear than it was before, because you're no longer operating from the wounded ego trying to survive. You're operating from the soul that knows it's eternal. Now, let me bring this full circle within this series. Spiritual Decay showed you what happens when you lose connection to that authentic self, when you trade truth for comfort. Rust sets in. That was the diagnosis. Recognizing something's off, that you drifted away from your truth. Spiritual maturity gave you daily practices to stop bleeding, to catch yourself, to choose differently, to polish the steel. That was the treatment. The tools to respond differently in the moment, to create space between trigger and reaction. Where we at now? Shadow and mirror work takes you to the root. It shows you why the decay happened in the first place. It reveals what you've been avoiding and gives you the integration that makes the maturity last. You can't sustain maturity without facing the shadow. And you can't safely face the shadow without building maturity. They work together. Maturity without shadow work, surface level healing. You manage the symptoms, but you're not addressing the cause. Shadow work without maturity, re-traumatization. You're ripping open the wounds without the tools to hold yourself through it. But together, that's the transformation. That's remembering. That's coming home to who you really are. Now, why you keep slipping back? Because remember in the maturity episode, we talked about catching yourself in real time, creating that space between trigger and response. That's the maturity. But the shadow work asks the deeper question. Why does this specifically trigger you? What wound is underneath that reaction? What part of you got hurt so badly that this particular situation sets you off every single time? In the decay episode, we talked about the moment where you justify something that you know ain't right with everybody's doing it. That becomes your excuse on why you do it. That's the decay. Shadow work reveals what wounded part of you is so desperate for acceptance that you will compromise your truth to fit in. What happened that made you believe your authentic voice wasn't safe? Maturity teaches you how to respond differently. Shadow work reveals why you've been responding the way you've been responding. And when you understand the why, when you go back and get that wounded version from behind the wall, that's when the pattern breaks for good. Now, before we get out of here, I'm gonna ask you some questions, some homework. Just like we did in the past two episodes, journal them or just sit with them. Question one, what part of yourself have you judged so harshly that you've locked it away behind walls? Describe that part without defending why you did it. Just acknowledge what's there. Number two, if you looked in the mirror right now and saw yourself with complete honesty, no stories, no excuses, no justifications, what would you see that you've been avoiding? Write down the first thing that comes to mind, even if it's uncomfortable. Number three, what lie about yourself did you accept from society that you're now ready to challenge? Number four, when you imagine yourself without the wounds, without the scars, without the walls, without the fears, who's standing there? Describe this version of yourself. What do they know that you've forgotten? And number five, What would your life look like if you operated from the knowing that you're a soul and not the body? What decisions would you make differently? What fears would no longer control you? Take a few moments, sit on those questions, journaling them down. We've talked about, through these series, spiritual decay, spiritual maturity, and shadow work. I want to be honest and clear about this shadow work. If you want to grow, it's not optional. Mirror work isn't something you do once. It's not a one and done. It's practice. It's a lifestyle. And most importantly, you have to commit to seeing yourself clearly, honestly, and without judgment in a negative way, even when judgment comes up. Yes, they're going to be uncomfortable. I know it was uncomfortable for me too. Yes, it's going to challenge everything you thought you knew about yourself. But on the other side of that discomfort, freedom, clarity, truth, power. The version of yourself that's waiting behind those walls, that version is tired of waiting. That version knows who you really are. That version is ready to come home. So my question is, are you ready to go get it? We started with spiritual decay, the rust, the erosion, the slow loss of connection to your truth. Then we move to spiritual maturity, the practices, the tools, the discipline to catch yourself in real time, in the moment, and choose differently. Now, with shadow and mirror work, we've gone to the root. We face what's behind the walls, you. We've integrated the authentic self that's been waiting. This is the journey. Recognition to practice to integration. There's no skipping these steps. You can't jump straight to the shadow work without building maturity first. You can't sustain maturity without even facing the shadow. They're all part of the same path. The path back to yourself. The path back to truth. Back to soul. Again, I have to say it again. It's not easy. It isn't comfortable at all. But it is necessary. I appreciate y'all for listening. For being willing to look at yourself honestly, for being willing to do the work. That's the path. That's transformation. And this concludes the Restoration Series. I'm your host, Zell B. And until next time, you're all stars, so shine like one.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at IamAstrologyReadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at IamAstrologyReadings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.